There's been a strong aftershock in the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince. The tremor measuring 6.1 sent people running for safety and brought down debris from buildings already weakened by the first quake. 2,000 Marines are now on their way into Haiti, with one makeshift helicopter landing spot already secured in an area that hasn't received any aid. They're bringing vital supplies of food, water and medicine. The federal government is facing fresh calls to do more to ensure the safety of Indian students in Australia. The Victorian Police Commissioner, Simon Overland, has admitted that the force has known for 2 years that offences against Indian people are a problem. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young says an awareness campaign is needed to promote the positive contribution of overseas students. The United Nations has dropped its deadline for countries to declare their support for the Copenhagen Accord. It's been a month since the Copenhagen talks, and the UN says while an accord was signed by more than 25 countries, it didn't deliver what's needed to avoid the worst of climate change. And Prince William's on his way to Melbourne to visit bushfire-devastated areas in regional Victoria. Last night, the Prince thanked Australians for their warm welcome. More news later.